Warner Brothers logo, the letters WB in gold, framed in a shield edged with gold against a blue sky and fluffy white clouds. A Warner Communications company. Warner Brothers presents a Paul Maslansky production, a Jerry Paris film, Police Academy 3, Back in Training. Starring Steve Guttenberg. Night, a black car is being driven on wet roads. Bubba Smith. David Gruff. Michael Winslow. Marion Ramsey. The car passes alongside a series of containers on rail tracks. Leslie Easterbrook. Art Matrano. Tim Kazurinsky. The car descends a slope to an underground car park. Bobcat Goldthwaite as Zed. And George Gaines as Commandant Lassard. The driver takes a ticket from an attendant.
Close in 20 minutes.
Also starring Sean Weatherly. Scott Thompson. Brandt van Hoffman. Bruce Mahler. The driver parks. As he gets out, he catches his coat in the car door. It tears as he moves away.
Damn!
Another man pulls him free from the jammed piece of material, and they scurry off together. One man steps on the other man's heel. A brief shin-kicking fight between the two men ensues. Ed Nelson. The men are in raincoats, hats, and dark glasses.
Well, where the hell are these clowns? It is a large garage, sir. We're over here! Idiot!
Two casually dressed men in dark glasses jump up from a nearby hiding place.
There they are! Get out!
The four men huddle together.
About time. I've sucked up enough fumes to last me a lifetime. Stand up! What's with all this deep throat crap?
Hey, don't look at me. It wasn't my idea to meet here. It was his.
Well, we shouldn't be seen together. Just thinking of the safety factor of Operation Fiasco. It's what I call this, sir.
I'm working with the village idiot. Do you guys have any idea?
Sir, your class...
Having taken them off, the man puts them on again.
Do you guys... Take off your glasses. Now, do you guys have any idea how many police academies are in the state?
Is this a trick question, sir?
No, this is not a trick question, sir.
Two.
Wrong. My sources have informed me that one of them is about to be terminated.
Which one?
I don't know. They haven't decided yet. And that's where you two come in. I need two good men that'll make sure Lassard's Academy fails, and not mine. I need two good men that'll inform on Lassard's Academy and tell me every move they make. I need two good men that'll sell out their mothers to get ahead.
That's us.
Good. Can we go now?
We should split up.
Safety factor. We'll go first.
The recruited spies go off in one direction, the men in raincoats in another, to their car, and leave the car park.
Looks like it's closed, sir.
They get out of the car on the ramp and walk up to the barrier just ahead.
They locked us in.
The car rolls backwards. The barrier swings back, thumping one man against the wall.
No problem, sir. I got it. Please, my car. Please stop. Oh.
It rams the spy's car. Written by Gene Quintana. Two groups of graduating police cadets, one in grey, the other dark blue, stand in a grass field. The respective banners, light blue and red, of their police academies are paraded proudly. In front of them, a silver-haired man stands on a podium ready to address them. The public sit behind. Directed by Jerry Paris. The silver-haired man.
As governor of this great state of ours, it fills me with pride to see these graduating police cadets. I'm also sad to tell you that this is the last time we will be graduating two classes.
What?
It's time to tighten our belts. It's time to close one of the academies. But in a spirit of fair play, which is the hallmark of my administration, I have appointed a committee to evaluate and compare the two academies. That way, their fate will rest in their own hands. I am certain that both commandants will welcome such a challenge.
A man swats a fly on a woman's cheek.
Got it!
Isn't that true, Commandant Mauser and Commandant Lassard?
The two commandants get to their feet. The governor leaves the podium waving to all. Commandant Mauser takes off his glasses and addresses his rival, a tall man, graying in uniform.
Well, Commandant Lassard, good luck, sir.
They shake hands.
May the better academy win.
We intend to, sir. We intend to.
Don't be too sure, Commandant Mauser. We have many, many wonderful new recruits, which we shall mold in my own image.
Oh, promise me you'll do that, sir. Please.
Sir, the committee.
Ladies?
Gentlemen, truly a pleasure.
Anyone need a ride? Police escort? Don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, Governor! Magnificent speech!
Bravo!
I applaud you.
Mauser's sidekick. A female officer.
Why beat around the bush, Mauser? Just get down on your knees and kiss his ass.
I don't need any tactical advice from you, Callahan.
Governor! Governor! I know you're a busy man, sir, but I've been doing a study on some training techniques that I thought might interest you, sir.
The governor is in a hurry, Commandant Mauser.
I can remember you on these, sir.
His papers fall to the ground.
Oh, Governor, I speak for everyone when I say...
A nearby rival officer.
Let me assure you, Governor, Commandant Mauser does not speak for this academy.
The Governor, what I meant to say was...
The rival officer again. The Governor signals to his companion.
Get hold of yourself, you idiot! You're making the Governor sick!
Lassard.
Well, Mauser, you certainly made a lasting impression on the Governor.
Well, the only impression that counts, sir, is in this file. We'll see who's got an academy when this is over.
Proctor!
As Mauser walks away, the recruited spies approach Lassard.
You have nothing to worry about, sir.
Correct. Just leave everything to us. We'll make Mauser eat those words. Let's go.
Lassard.
Mahoney.
Right.
Okay, come on now. Guys! Girls, of course. I'm sorry. All right, keep it up. Number one. Take it on. Drive it in here. Keep it alive. Drive it in. Keep your arms up. Try, bring it back. Stop. The plane. Give me the ball. Gather around, girls. I want to talk to you about something. I want you to remember from yesterday.
Come a little closer.
All right. Now, remember from yesterday and pick and roll? Okay, now, ready, and fight! All right, number two. Keep it alive.
Police Academy to Sergeant Mahoney. Come in, please.
Sergeant Mahoney's office.
Get me Mahoney, and get your feet off the dashboard.
A boy in a Metropolitan police car.
Good. Take it along now.
Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't mean to.
Oh, it's okay. My pleasure.
Sergeant Mahoney, I just heard. Commandant Lassard needs help.
Lassard's in trouble?
Mahoney looks at the boy. In a park, a man tries to creep up on a woman on a park bench and steal her bag. The woman is an officer in drag.
Sergeant Hightower, come in. Hightower, get rid of the pantyhose and report to the academy immediately.
I'm on my way.
Eugene? Hey, Eugene! Tackleberry!
A young man pops up amongst some dense foliage.
Come on out, Eugene. I give up. You acted yourself this time. Ali Ali Oxenfree? All right, come on, Tackleberry. I'm tired of this. Quit fooling around in the backyard.
An armed officer bursts through a trap door.
Serious, I got something to tell you. All right, come on, Eugene. I'm getting pretty tired of this.
Eugene surprises him.
Come on, Eugene. I got an important message.
Good one, Tack. Really fooled me. Mahoney called. He said Lassard needs help.
A group of uniformed, silhouetted figures make their way together along a corridor. The group consists of men and women. Lassard addresses them as they gather in his office around his desk.
What a wonderful, wonderful moment. My favorite graduate's back. The Academy is facing its greatest challenge. after many, many years of graduating many, many fine police officers, the state says it can no longer afford two police academies. God knows what they did with all the money. We have a tradition to uphold, a reputation to defend, and defend it we will.
As a goldfish flies out of its bowl, Mahoney catches it.
Thank you, Mahoney.
Anytime, sir.
Without your recruits and your help, I'm sure we can survive the competition. There can only be one winner.
His chair slides from side to side.
But also only one loser, which works out nicely. I certainly hope we win. Then I can retire with the same sense of dignity I have always brought to the academy.
The graduates look on as he falls off his chair.
Dismissed.
Come on, I know you're smart. Do that.
No,
work.
I will not.
You have the stupidest idea. Put down that suitcase. You are not going to that police academy.
Yeah.
Oh. Finally, don't you think one policeman in this family is enough?
Stop it. I don't care what you say.
Great.
Okay, listen. See, I just wanted to join the force to be with you. I mean, we can ride together. We can wear matching uniforms, share ammo, everything that makes a marriage work.
Honey, look, listen to me, sweetheart. Police work, it's just so dangerous.
I don't care.
Oh, no. No, you don't. Go.
You let go of me, mister. Face the consequences.
Funny tacklers.
Hello, Mrs. Patelli. It is all out there on those streets.
All right. Okay.
Come on. Sweetie, what? Come on.
We're adults. I know we can talk this thing out.
Exactly. Come on, I know you're smart enough to do that work. It's just that, you know, I'm the breadwinner in this family, and you're my lady, and your place is in the home. Right? Come on, give me a kiss. Yeah. What are you... Come on! You think I can't break this down? Open it up, sweetie. You're a policeman. I'm trained for this kind of stuff. You know that? All right, big joke. Open that door! Come on, open it. You said we were going to be adults.
Good.
Hey!
Sergeant Fackler leaps onto the bonnet as his wife backs out of the driveway and sets off down the street.
You want to kill me?
Well, I have thought about it a couple of times.
Honey, stop it right now. I'm serious.
I don't care. I want to go to the police again.
Honey, this is the reason, will you? We have. Listen to me right now. You are not going to be a...
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I want you on this car now.
Just watch this car. You're going to get me into so much trouble.
A man on a scooter in a bow tie.
This is a city street, not a grand strip, thank you.
He waves on the traffic behind him.
If you don't like it, you go around me.
A series of vehicles are behind the scooter, which is hogging the road.
With volume on the New York Stock Exchange as of this hour at 56 million shares in moderate trading, with the Dow Jones up 4 points at 1507. The dollar is showing renewed strength against foreign currency, gaining 10% against the pound on rumors of the Fed dropping interest rates.
A man sitting in a long white car, wearing a neckerchief and with a cigarette in a holder, looks out to see Fackler on the bonnet of the police patrol car. A young cyclist catches up with the scooter, which is still hogging the lane, then speeds ahead.
This is not Le Mans!
The patrol car with Fackler on the bonnet races ahead of the man on the scooter and is pursued by another patrol car. As the man on the scooter sees this, he becomes unsteady. The white car reaches an ornate roundabout by LaSalle's Academy. The car pulls up outside the academy, and the man in the neckerchief gets out. His suitcases are on the ground. He calls to a nearby officer.
Oh, Porter! Red Cap! That's right. Could you help me with these, please? That's right. Come on over here. Thank you. That'll be fine. Thank you.
The officer picks up the heaviest of the suitcases and hurls it with all his might in the direction of the building.
Porter.
On a crowded police academy bus, a young female officer tries to calm recruits.
Welcome you to the fabulous Mid-City Police Academy. We are about to begin an incredible 14-week adventure in living. I'm one of your hosts, Sergeant Kerry Mahoney, and as you exit the bus, please form a double line.
March up!
A As the new recruits walk forwards, another officer, Sergeant Jones, performs a dance routine and various other antics for their amusement. Mahoney and fellow graduate Hooks laugh.
Who did that?
He joins the queue.
Say, man, this place is crazy, man. Suckers always making me dance and stuff. What kind of place is this, man? I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
You're gonna make it just fine. Keep dancing.
The rival academy. Mauser's cadets are lined up outside the building. Mauser is inspecting them with sidekick Proctor.
Good, tall. Good, strong. Excuse me.
He stops by an Oriental cadet.
And who might you be?
Oh, Atomiko Nagata of Tochikawa Nagata's. Oh, and is this your lovely wife?
Proctor?
Yes, sir!
What's the story here with Fu Manchu?
Fu Manchu. I don't have a Fu Manchu.
I'm talking about the stir-fried shrimp from out of town.
Oh, he's with the Tochikawa Highway Patrol, part of an international exchange program, here to study our methods.
I'm not teaching my cadets how to use a wok. You ship him off to Lesage. He'll fit in perfectly over there. He could use a good sushi chef. No offense, eh?
Arigato. Thank you.
Kiss my what?
Nagata is hauled out. The Sard's cadets are parading in uniform. Two women approach an officer.
Excuse me, sir.
Ma'am! I'm a ma'am.
I'm sorry. Those guns make it difficult to tell. Are you an instructor?
Affirmative. Are you a new recruit?
Yes, I... Oh, yes, she certainly is. But she's terribly shy. Stand up straight, Sarah. And don't bother. What will the instructor think? Now, just pay attention.
Stifle it! Don't worry, Sarah. When we're finished with you, you'll have nerves of steel, ice in your veins, and a set of brass balls this big.
Another recruit.
No favoritism here, Eugene. But here, he follows up. You give him a good whack.
Gotcha!
That was a good one. Pretty sneaky. Caught me off guard.
Sergeant Tackleberry looks unimpressed. The father is in his car, ready to leave.
You take care of yourself, son, and pay attention to Eugene. I'm proud of you. You're going to make one hell of a cop.
Thanks, Dad. And would you give this to Mom for me?
Oh!
Don't forget to buckle up.
That was a good one.
The father sets off, careering all over the road.
Hartley! Boy, my dad and I have a terrific relationship.
The patrol car with Fackler on the bonnet approaches the police academy roundabout. People rush for safety. Behind is another patrol car and two cops on bikes. As the first patrol car stops, the man is thrown off the bonnet. Fackler's wife gets out.
Does anybody know how to shut this thing off? It's driving me nuts!
She tosses her keys to an officer and slams the door. A yellow taxi comes to a halt by the roundabout. In the back is a man holding a camera. It's Nagata, the driver.
Okay, that's $700.
Oh.
Plus tip.
Here you go.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what is this? Hey, what do you think you're giving me here?
Huh?
Hey, what are you kidding? I don't take any money with pictures of tuna fish on it. Come on, American money.
Oh,
let's go. $700, that's what you owe me.
Okay, I can't.
Wait a minute, excuse me, what's going on here?
That's not enough. You owe me $700.
$700 for a cab ride? Where'd you catch this cab, Yokohama?
Oh, Yokohama.
Mahoney walks over to the trio.
Excuse me. Hi. I'm Officer Carrie Mahoney. May I be of some assistance?
Yes, this guy is trying to rip off this guy.
Uh-huh. Rip off?
Hey, read the meter. The meter don't lie. Is this true, sir? And who's your barber? Look, wise guy, don't think a blue uniform scares me. No, sir, this is not a scary uniform. No, it's not a scary uniform. Right, tower?
Now that's a scary uniform.
This man just said something about your mother.
He also charged this guy $700 for a cab ride.
Rip off.
Meters don't lie. Read the meter.
Hightower rips out the car's meter.
They don't lie. They never lie.
He shakes it 70 cents.
Meters don't lie. This meter lied. It's a lying meter.
He flings down the meter and runs off.
Fair price.
And tip.
What's your name, son?
Nagata.
Nagata? New recruit?
Yes.
Right over there.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Hightower.
Okay, babe.
Mahoney accosts the blonde woman who had intervened in the fare confusion.
Excuse me. That sordid little scene must have been very trying on you, miss...
Karen Adams.
You're Karen Adams? You're kidding! We're roomies! Yes! Look, let me help you get settled in. You'll take your clothes off, we'll shower, we'll get clothes.
Wait, I'm sorry, but I am not here to get hit on by every guy who looks cute in a blue uniform. I want to be a policewoman.
Well, you will be! We'll get together, we'll talk! I hope.
Lasard.
Well, my honey, I see you still have very, very good taste.
Thank you.
On a clear stretch of road, a wild-eyed biker catches up with the man on the scooter and rides alongside him.
Nice bike! William, with the batteries! Get out of my way!
The man on the scooter grins broadly. At the roundabout, the biker comes flying off his bike.
Hi, was I going too fast?
As the man on the scooter waves, he crashes into a patrol car. Officers rush over to him.
Where do I go to register?
Let's go. Parkland 46.
Hey, all right.
Beckler, where do you think you're going?
With him.
Women downstairs. Stand. Forward. Let's go. Come on, Amanda.
All right, sweet shepherd. Go.
As the new recruits make their way to their rooms, the man on the scooter and the biker get wedged in the door. A scuffle ensues. Callahan.
Oh, hi.
What's the problem?
He's a problem. He's an animal.
Well, get used to it. He's your roommate. Since we formed. It's on our side now.
Yeah, I used to be a real jerk, but now I'm a people guy.
Sweet Chuck, thumb in mouth, tries to sleep, but Zed won't keep quiet.
My first album and go something like this. When I was a baby, I had no teeth. I couldn't get a job. I couldn't eat meat. It's like originally like a love bear, but I kind of spruced it up, you know? No, I don't take requests.
Two officers.
All right, clowns. I want you to police this entire area from here to the parade ground. I want you to pick up every cigarette butt, every scrap of paper, every weed. Now, we're going to be watching from my window. So if I see these flashlights stop moving, you're both in big trouble. Big trouble. All right, get to work. Let's go, Chad.
Zed creeps up on Sweet Chuck round a tree. The officers watch from a window inside. To their surprise, they see two flashlights racing around in the dark. Zed has fallen asleep next to the tree. Sweet Chuck.
Mr. Zed?
No school.
Mr. Zed? Are you sure this is going to work?
Of course it's going to work. It's working.
The lights are tied round two dogs who are playing. The recruits are exercising. Mauser and Proctor are showing round grey-haired Chief Hurst. They come to some monitors.
As you can see, sir, I have instant access over all of my cadets and all of the instructors.
Okay.
Give me 20 push-ups now. There's no escaping the camera's eye, sir. As you can see, I can monitor the gym, the classrooms, the Rocky Bullwinkle show.
Oh, good. This is the episode where Natasha and Boris have Rocky Captain.
It's an old one, though. I've seen it. Rerun.
We have a few bugs to be worked out, sir, but I'm sure you'll tell the evaluation committee about the wonderful work we're doing.
You're chapping your lips on the wrong butt, Mr. Mauser. I have no say with the evaluation committee. Besides, I want both academies to look good.
Oh, so do I, sir. So do I. And when may the committee be coming by, sir?
The committee is spending the rest of the week at Lasard's Academy. Next week, the governor has them snooping around the downtown precincts. So that gives you a couple of weeks to perfect your ass-kissing.
That's plenty of time, sir. Hi.
Exercises.
Two and three.
Ah, Callahan, there you are. We have to talk to you about this evaluation thing. I'll see you at
And four. And one. And two. And three.
A patrol car is on an obstacle course, weaving its way past a series of oil drums and through some water jets. It is watched closely by one of Mauser's spies. Mahoney and his blonde roommate, Karen Adams, also watch. The vehicle continues to navigate its way successfully through the course. The car comes to a stop. Officer Hooks steps out of the car.
Not only must you know all traffic laws, you must also master high-speed driving. Now we'll begin today with a leisurely spin around the course.
Cadet Karen Adams is at the wheel looking terrified. Jones, the officer next to her, is providing sound effects.
Okay, you can start the car now. But if I hear any of those things, you failed.
Oops, wrong key. I'll be right back.
Ah, no, that's no problem.
Zed pulls out two cables and puts them in his mouth. Sparks fly. They set off, smoke pouring from the car. Two Alsatians.
Very often in the field, the dog can be your best friend, your most faithful partner.
Oh, I love dogs, and they love me. Hi, boy, hi.
The dog rips Cadet Kirtland's sleeve off.
First, out.
Hightower tosses the sleeve back to him.
Thanks.
It is important to develop the master-dog relationship. If you show any fear, the dog will not respect you. Sweet Chuck?
Me?
Order the dogs to sit.
They won't listen to me.
They will. Come on, try.
Go on, have a seat.
The dog knocks Sweet Chuck to the ground and licks him.
You've got to show them who's boss. Sit!
The dogs, and all of the recruits, immediately sit. Hightower nods. The gymnasium. The recruits are to see a martial arts display.
At this time, I would like to introduce to all of you my instructor, the man who taught me how to fight. Please welcome, if you will, Sergeant John Burney.
Herney steps forward onto the mat. Herney performs a series of fast-paced manoeuvres. The officer returns to the mat.
Now, can I have a volunteer? Can I have a volunteer? Very good, Nagata.
Nagata is pushed forward by Zed. He stands opposite Herney, smiling. The two men bow. The two men engage in combat. With a few kicks and swings of the leg, Nagata is floored. Nagata is on his feet again and combat resumes. Cadet Fackler.
I don't believe it.
Nagata flings Herney to the ground. Sweet Chuck and Zed are practicing together. With a kick, Sweet Chuck's trainer lands in Zed's mouth. Callahan approaches Nagata. She looks scathingly at another cadet.
You have impressive moves for a cadet.
Thank you. You see, it's a matter of the mind being mightier than the bosom.
He looks directly at her bust.
Interesting theory.
She walks away. Nagata, distressed, goes up to the officer in charge.
I said bosom, not sword.
Sounds like a common mistake.
Oh, no. I mean no disrespect. It's just that she's so... Wow. Wow, what a woman.
Hit the shots!
See what I mean?
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
As Kirkland passes a punch ball, he gives it a whack. As it swings back... It knocks Sweet Chuck to the ground. Evening. The cadets are in the common room. Kirkland and Fackler are eating and watching TV. Kirkland switches channels.
Miss Marshall came.
Tackleberry.
All right, men, it's 2200 hours. Time to hit the sack. Let's go.
Kirkland switches again.
You're dead meat, copper!
Tackleberry shoots straight through the TV.
Move it!
The cadets get up. Night. Sergeants Kyle Banks and Chad Copeland are doing the rounds of the cadets' sleeping quarters.
What time is it?
3 a.m.
With a grin, Blanks raises a lever on a wall-mounted alarm system.
All right, everybody, let everybody up! Let's go! Hey, everybody, let's go!
The cadets appear, confused and disheveled. They are led outside. The cadets run, followed by a patrol car.
Come on, you sludge buckets. If I can keep up this pace, so can you.
Let's go, maggots.
The good cop knows the city streets.
They arrive back, exhausted.
Are you going to be all right, Hedges?
Oh, no, he'd be okay. Don't...
Well, can I help you with anything?
No, we're here now, bud. We're here now. Okay.
Bye, Hedges.
I'll have to be fed intravenously.
Oh, just lie down.
Nogata leads Hedges to a bed. Hedges relaxes on the bed. Until... He pulls back the sheet. It's a bed of nails.
What is this?
Oh, it's my bed. I pick up in New Delhi. Pastoral pedic. Very good for the back.
Sweet Chuck is in the shower. In an echo of Hitchcock's Psycho, he sees the shadow of a hand wielding a sharp blade through the shower curtain. Soapy water trickles away. Morning, Sweet Chuck is striding across grass when a tracksuited figure jumps out of a tree.
Freeze! Identify yourself.
It's me, Mr. Sweet Chuck.
You look like a man who's gone AWOL to me, mister.
Yeah, I am. I'm tired of having a roommate. It's an animal. I was happier when I was at home getting mugged.
You look me in the eye and tell me you're quitting.
Sweet Chuck avoids eye contact.
Hey, don't worry. I'll take care of you. You give me a chance, and I'll make you into a man. Even if it kills you.
Sweet Chuck catches the buzzing creature in his hands.
Feel good? Let's go.
He walks Sweet Chuck back. A raid demonstration.
Sergeant?
Tackleberry steps forward. With gun raised, he kicks in a door and darts to one side of it. He then steps back into the doorway and aims between the eyes at a silhouette on the wall opposite. Lassard watches the performance.
A good kick. Maybe all that stands between you and the excruciating pain of a .357 Magnum slug shredding your vital organs. Fackler! You're up.
She steps forward and kicks the door open.
Yay! No!
It swings back and knocks her over.
Fackler!
He removes his gun, steps forward, and shoots at the closed door. Kirkland kicks open the door and aims at the silhouette, but has run out of ammunition.
Zed!
Zed, holding his gun, runs up to the closed door. He shouts at it. It falls in.
Sweet Chuck!
Sweet Chuck, what's the word?
Kill.
Let me hear it again.
Kill.
Now go for it!
He runs at the door and kicks at it. He collapses. The committee make notes. Knight, Mauser.
Whose bright idea was to meet here?
It was my bright idea. Gee, this is some beautiful view, isn't it, sir? The twinkling lights of the city. Stars in the heavens. The moon in the sky.
And Mr. Sandman flying from rooftop to rooftop.
Where?
What the hell is that?
Give me this damn thing.
Well, how'd it go?
Oh, the committee knew right away we were hopeless.
Good. Now, I want you guys to take the cadets downtown for some field work.
We can't do that, sir. The cadets don't go into the field till after the 10th week. They're not ready for anything like that.
I know that, you moron. That's the whole idea. Next week, the evaluation committee is going to be there.
Oh, I get it, sir.
I doubt it.
Sorry, sir.
I'm going to be there when Lassard's guys screw up. You guys make sure they screw up. Get it?
Yes, sir.
Get it?
Yeah.
Good.
A poster advertises the first annual Inter-Academy boxing matches. Kirkland is fighting in the ring with an opponent from Mauser's academy. Uniformed supporters from both academies are sitting watching. Kirkland's father.
Touch him! Touch him!
Kirkland gets a blow and collapses. Adams joins Kirkland.
Great. He's looking tired. Good. Get him, Brad.
Oh, your legs are rubbery.
Yeah.
Knock him out. Please. Knock him out.
Knock him out. Knock him out.
Kirkland's opponent rains blow after blow on him. Mr. Kirkland cajoles. Kirkland continues to receive blow upon blow. His incensed father hurries towards the ring, climbs between the ropes, and thrusts his son and his opponent apart.
What are you doing? That's not the way I thought they hit. They hit like this. Like this. Hit him!
One blow and his opponent collapses. Kirkland raises his arms, jubilant. He deals his father a blow, who falls to the ground. Kirkland jumps up and down to the delight of Lasard's Academy. The inspection committee make notes in their folders. A lineup of suspects.
The eyewitness is still the main source of convictions.
Now, Mr. Miller, I want you to take your time, study these men very carefully. Then tell us if you see the man who robbed your store.
Let me reassure you, Mr. Miller, the suspects cannot see you when it's dark in here.
Well, Mr. Miller, is he there?
Are you sure they can't see me? My wife said they'd see me, said not to do this.
Mr. Miller, bright lights in there, dark in here. He can't see us. Do you see him?
Mahoney.
Bringing cadets into the field this early is all the makings of one of your lousy ideas, Blanks.
What's the matter, Mahoney? No faith in the cadets?
How hard can it be, Miller? Is he there or isn't he?
I don't know. He really didn't steal that much. Well, my hospital stay was quite restful. I wish I'd listened to my wife.
Oh, for
God's sake, Miller, will you take your balls out of your wife's purse and finger the dirt bag?
It's him.
The light's on.
Wrong! It's him. He's the one, the priest.
The priest crosses himself and mouths, no. Several officers and cadets burst in. Miller sits down, distressed. Blanks.
Sir, honestly, sir, we had no idea the evaluation committee would be here. We just thought it would help to advance the training.
We mean we. Well, it was a lousy idea. Now I got a bunch of trainees hanging around with this damn committee.
Said with a committee member.
You know, like I've been, like, noticing you, and you're, like, a nice enough lady, but you're too tense. You gotta relax, you know? You gotta calm down.
A gang pulls up in a pink car. As they climb out, Zed cowers behind the scared committee member.
You take the big guy. I'll take the little guy. Gary, we gotta cut.
Two of the gang members seize both the committee member and Zed and bundle them into the car. The others climb back in.
No sweat! This is my old gang! Yeah! If you like, you gotta go out and grab a burger and maybe, like, go to the movies or something! I'd like to introduce you guys to the future Mr. Zed!
The car speeds off down the road. A patrol car pulls up alongside a refreshment area by some parkland, where people are relaxing at tables under sun umbrellas. Tackleberry, in leather jacket and crash helmet, gets out and walks amongst the crowd, smiling. He pats a boy on the head. His mother...
Hey, son.
Excuse me, officer.
Yes, ma'am.
We are sitting in the non-smoking section, and that man refuses to put out his cigar.
I'll take care of this, ma'am.
Excuse me, sir. You're sitting in a non-smoking area. Would you please extinguish that cigar?
Drop dead. I'll put it out when I've finished.
You'll put it out now, mister.
He pulls out a crossbow pistol, releasing a bolt into the man's cigar. Cadet Fackler is at the wheel of a patrol car. Two somber-faced committee members are in the back. Suddenly, a car swerves in front of them.
Now go get him!
They follow the car into a muddy alley and from there into a side lane. The committee members look terrified.
Hurry up! I'm driving! I'm going as fast as I can!
A van reverses in front of them. Fackler turns to avoid it, but the lane ahead is blocked by roadworks. Sparks fly as the car scrapes the wall. Fackler puts her head in her hands. The car mounts the pile of earth and crashes upside down. Everyone is upside down.
Will this count against us, sir?
Lassard is with Sergeants Jones and Callahan.
You know, I've been here at the Academy many, many wonderful years, and I'm very, very fond of it. The new cadets are doing well?
Yes, sir.
We are going to succeed now, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good. Good, good.
With some of the cadets, he mimics the sound of the cash register. The barman returns to the cash register, rings up something, opens and closes it. Jones.
One more ping out of you, Jonesy. I'm going to tape your lips permanently together.
Oh. Mauser and Proctor come in.
Listen, everybody. I want you to forget about today, all right? You're not expected to be ready for the field yet.
I'm sure for that.
Oh, come on. It wasn't a total loss.
Oh, of course it wasn't. One police car and two civilian cars completely total. Three citizens' complaints. Two members of the evaluation committee under heavy sedation. I wouldn't call it a total loss, would you?
No.
Bartender, how about some champagne for me and my associate? We're celebrating. Come on, Proctor.
Mahoney sits down, deflated.
Well, let's just get out of here.
No.
Jones picks up the reel of tape the barman had threatened him with. Mahoney to Mauser.
Boy, that's a waste of champagne, sir.
Now, what is that crack supposed to mean, Mahoney?
It means we don't think you can tell the difference between beer and champagne.
The cadets gather round.
You know something? You two are brain dead.
Oh, bet you can. Loser pays.
You're on, Mahoney.
Okay. Can I have a beer in the same glass, please? Mind if we blindfold you, sir?
Why?
We wouldn't want you to pee.
Right. Yeah. Can you see anything? Huh?
No.
Sure?
No, I okay. Can't see.
Round and round, and guess the drink.
Mauser, blindfolded, picks up a glass of champagne.
Champagne!
Oh, no, no, you win! He beat us! Oh, sir, all right, we'll pay up. Oh, let's get out of here.
Get two jerks.
You really showed them, sir.
Mauser tries to remove the tape over his eyes. Everyone watches.
Proctor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, give me a hand with this. Take it off.
He pulls.
No, no, don't go slow. Go fast so it doesn't hurt. Ah! Oh, that hurt. Am I okay?
Oh, looks nice. There's a mirror right here, sir.
Mauser turns round. His smile fades.
I got no eyebrows. Where are my eyebrows?
Right here, sir.
On the adhesive, Proctor inks in the eyebrows.
It's good. This is going very, very well.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. It's coming. That's great. Oh, that's nice. You're going to like that, sir.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Go. Look at that.
Let me see it.
Look at this. Look at this angle over here. Every angle. Here you go.
I can't see it!
George!
Mauser has false eyelashes and thin eyebrows and looks like a drag queen.
Well, what do you think, sir?
He smiles.
I think I like it.
Commissioner Hurst was very, very upset. He used many, many bad words to describe our academy. Some were even foreign. Italian or Irish, I think. This is survival of the fittest. And after what happened downtown, it seems we're not very fit.
Sir, you're not giving up, are you, sir?
Of course not. I have no doubt we shall be victorious. Well, I have little doubt, but basically I'm an optimist. Now, I know the committee will be observing us here and in the field and at the police person's ball. So we must do nothing to dishonor the uniform.
The cadets and officers sidestep to keep up with Lassard.
What was I saying?
Dismissed!
Right.
Sergeant Hooks is with the cadets.
This map will pinpoint trouble spots over a 10-square-mile area. This dispatch unit has a 200-mile range and a computerized city grid. This computerized city grid tracks police vehicle movement.
Is that clear, everyone?
Yes, ma'am.
Why not?
The others look at Zed. Hightower's in a shed.
In tear gas training, the manual says you should have your mask on and be out of here 30 seconds after the canister comes through the window. Any questions?
The cadets hold their masks.
Good luck.
He strides past. Outside, Blanks awaits him. He passes him a canister. Blanks releases the catch on his and throws it through the window. Hightower throws his through the shed wall.
Nice throw, Hightower.
It went in, didn't it?
The cadets sit inside amidst the smoke, their masks on.
All right, everybody out!
The cadets get up and rush through the shed door into the open air. Blanks.
Everybody at present and accounted for?
It's Zed emitting smoke and holding a canister.
I feel good. I feel me.
He goes back in and shuts the door.
Look, I know you people have had a tough week, but there's something you should know. You may be the last class to attend this academy, and I don't know if this means anything to you, but it sure does to us. And that's why we not only want you to keep up the good work, we want you to work harder. Because we think that you people will be the best class this academy's ever seen. You can do it. Believe me. Once even I was a screw-up. Let's go out there and let's win one for Commandant Lasard, okay? Okay?
Yeah! Come on!
Attention!
Dismissed.
Lasard.
Did you hear that?
No? Of course not. How silly of me to ask. You're too far from the window.
He moves the goldfish. Callahan, with Adams nearby.
Look sharp, Mahoney.
Right.
Sergeant Mahoney.
Yeah?
I was really impressed by what you said.
Huh?
I mean, you really care.
Well, yeah. Just don't spread it around. It might ruin my rep.
No, I owe you an apology for the way I acted. You were just trying to be cute.
Trying to be cute. Listen, on a cuteness scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 8.
5.
I'm a 5. You're right. I am a 5. Listen. I'll accept your apology if you accept mine, huh?
Deal.
All right. You know something? Have you ever felt like after meeting someone for like 10 minutes, you've known them maybe 2-3 years?
No.
Oh.
Ah, Mahoney!
The goldfish.
Thanks, Mahoney.
Welcome, sir!
Nogata stops outside Jones's room. Jones is making noises with a computerized sound system. Nogata knocks.
Excuse, please, shall I come back when all is well with your mind?
My mind's as well as it gets, but you look a little tense.
You see, I have great confusions about Sergeant Callahan.
Oh, you've come to the right place, brother. Grab yourself pad and pencil, because...
The Love Doctor is about to speak.
Callahan's door.
Yo!
Callahan puts down some weights, puts on shades and goes to the door. A smiling Nogata, in shades, holds a red rose.
In my country it is written, only kiss of beautiful woman can compare to petal of a rose.
He glances in a notebook.
Babe.
She grabs him by the arm, pulls him into the room, shuts the door, and removes his shades.
In America, talk is cheap.
She pulls him down onto the bed on top of her.
Oh, I love America.
Callahan grins broadly. The police person's ball. The hall is packed with uniformed dancers and revelers. Short Nogata rests his head on tall Callahan's chest. Adams dances with Mahoney. Little Sweetchuck dances with Fackler until an envious Kirkland lifts him to one side. Sweetchuck, mesmerized, continues to dance on his own. A glamorous woman in a sparkling dress and frizzy hair comes over to a table where Lasard is sitting with Chief Hurst and Governor Nielsen.
Hey, hi there! Remember me?
Ah, yes, of course. How could I forget?
Who was that?
Just an old friend.
Why are you celebrating? It's Mauser 42, Lasard Zip.
You think we're doing that well?
Mahoney!
Oh! I was tricked. That word. Oh. Your friend forgot to wear her for rent sign.
No, she's such a sweet kid. My aerobics instructor.
Mahoney, I see this ear. It's a finely tuned craft detector.
Oh, and a lovely ear it is.
I blow in it, will you follow me anywhere?
Proctor.
Well, I'm surprised you had the nerve to show up after your cadets humiliated the police department.
Hey, Baxter.
Personally, it makes me sick. How about you guys? Don't you guys think?
Guys?
His entourage is gone.
Coming, Commissioner.
Adams.
Do you think less of me if I call him a slime bucket?
Mm-mm. In fact, I'll have my ropers instructor confirm it. I'll be right back. Hey.
Now, how you doing?
Terrific, terrific. Listen, I need one of your special favors.
Right here?
He points. Proctor is tucking in with both hands to Shrimps. His hands and mouth are covered as the woman approaches him.
Oh, I just love a man that eats shrimps that way.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Huh. Nogata holds his hand over a naked flame.
How does he do that?
The question is, why does he do that? It is a power of the mind.
As they move away, Zed passes his hand briefly over the flame. Hedges stands at the candle, places his hand above it, and gradually lowers it towards the flame. Hedges' hand lands in a punch bowl, whereupon he drenches the dress of Chief Hurst's wife.
Allow me. What kind of idiot klutz are you?
Come on, Dumpling Winter.
I witnessed the entire attack, sir. My apologies, Mrs. Hurst. And may I say that Copeland is not one of my cadets. He is a member of Lassard's staff.
You look different, Mauser. Are you putting on weight? Come on, Dumpling. We'll get you cleaned up.
That's Lassard's staff, sir. Oh, and send me the cleaning bill on that, sir.
Naked Proctor is with the hooker.
You want the last shrimp?
There's only one thing that I want.
Oh, well, what? I'll call room service.
Don't be silly. What I want is for you to wait in there in the bathroom while I get ready.
Why can't I wait in here?
We just met.
Oh.
Come on, now, can't a girl be a little bit old-fashioned? I'll call you just as soon as I'm ready.
Hey, come on, it's kind of drafty.
An elderly couple spot him.
I'll get some help.
Hey, a little patience. I'll be out in a minute.
Hey, hurry up. Somebody wants to use...
He turns round and sees the elderly woman looking him up and down.
Come on, come on, let me in, come on, hurry up!
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourself.
He hides behind a trolley.
I'll make up your room in a minute.
No,
look at me. My cart! Let me borrow it. I'm a police officer.
It's mine.
Proctor is stunned by the cleaner spraying his eyes. A packed lift door opens.
Hi. Warm tonight. How's it going?
Proctor runs into the lift and the doors close. At the ball, a live band is playing on stage. Hightower helps Sergeants Hooks and Callahan onto the stage. The cadets watch excitedly as Callahan is handed a mic. The cadets and officers of Mauser's Academy look on as Hooks joins in. Hightower and Sweet Chuck join in. Hooks and Callahan get down from the stage. The inspection committee sit at a table, busily making notes. The cadets rush up from their tables to join in the dancing with Hooks and Callahan. At Chief Hurst's table...
And the driver's
head. Oh, it's real funny, sir. Great joke, teller the commissioner. Is everyone enjoying themselves? Are you comfortable? Oh, waiter! Round of drinks, on me.
Drinks are free, you idiot.
Oh, yes, sir.
How stupid of me.
Oh, if you don't mind me saying so, Mrs. Hurst, that fruit punch stain dried real nicely.
Hurst gets up angrily from the table.
You are not going to influence this evaluation committee, so will you please stop all this slobbering?
Sir, I think I can get it under control if I can only find out who's winning.
Well, let's just say that Lessard's cadets have not exactly impressed them.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I want you to
get hold of yourself, man!
Mouser's eyebrow falls off.
Good Lord, you're falling apart.
He sticks it onto his forehead.
Commissioner! What the hell do you want?
We've had reports of a naked man terrorizing the hotel.
Well, he's obviously not at this table. Mouser!
Yes, sir!
Would you take care of this naked person?
Naked person? Yes, sir, I'll get right on top of him! Proctor!
Proctor, still naked, is outside in the car park. He sneaks over to a car where the keys are still in the ignition. He prises the door open, setting off a temporary alarm. He gets in, puts the seatbelt on and starts the engine, grinning to himself. He sets off into the night. Mouser comes to a table where Lessard is seated with some of the cadets.
Well, glad to see you enjoying yourselves. And despite the bad news...
Bad news? There's been bad news?
Well, bad news for you. Good news for me. Your cadets have been doing their usual fine job, so it looks like I got this one in the bag.
Congratulations! I'm so happy when someone I know wins. I always think these contests are fixed. Wait a minute. If you're winning, then
you're losing. Sorry to spoil your fun.
It's not fair.
Any ideas?
I could twist off Miles' shiny head and roll it down the street.
Hold that thought, Hightower.
Mahoney gets up from the table. Proctor's car grinds to a halt at a roadside. He looks aghast as he finds he cannot restart it. He turns the engine off and cautiously gets out of the car. Seeing two old dustbins nearby, he picks up the lids and paces along the street, covering himself with them at the front and rear. A police car approaches.
Halt!
As the car draws ever closer, panic-stricken Proctor recedes into the shadows of a doorway. As the car passes, Proctor raises the front dustbin lid to conceal his face. The patrol car passes without him being noticed. He pushes at the wooden door behind him. It gives way. Inside, he leans against a wall, eyes shut, gasping. Moments later, Proctor sees he's in a gay fetish bar, a tango session in full swing. Some of the participants gather round him. Proctor drops the dustbin lids and forces a smile. At the ball, Mahoney.
Governor, Commissioner,
ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to a very, very special man, Commandant Mouser. As you well know, the committee has been evaluating both of our academies, and they're very, very close to a decision. And do you know what this man said about that?
It's a fact, then, eh? What?
It's a fact, a humma humma. Does this man have a way with words? He said you can't judge an academy by rushing its cadets out into the field or by seeing whose cadets march the straightest. No! Do you know what the man I like to call Mr. Policeman said? Forget any mistakes cadets have made over the last few weeks. They were just learning. It's these last days of competition that should determine the winner. Commandant Mouser, I salute you. We all salute you!
As rapturous applause breaks out, Mahoney drops the mic into a jug of water in front of Mouser. Mahoney grins. As Mouser picks up the mic, it sparks and fizzes, giving him an electric shock. His face contorts. Day, Chief Hurst addresses the two academies.
This is the final day of the evaluation competition. And though Commandant Mauser's academy is in the lead, it's how you perform today that will determine our winner. Police personnel will monitor your performance at crime locations. My advice is to treat this exactly as if it were real. Attention! Dismissed!
Mouser and Lessard get up from their seats as Hurst approaches them.
I'm going to accompany the governor to the charity regatta. He wants one cadet from each academy to go with us.
But the competition, sir. The men should all...
The governor thought it would be nice to evaluate cadets in a social situation.
By a helicopter.
Proctor, what is this? First said one from each academy.
Hey, they're just as good as one man. Almost.
There are two of Mauser's men. Felisard just hedges is sitting in the helicopter. A woman by a payphone complains.
The phone's got my quarter and the operator won't give it to me back.
I'll handle this, ma'am.
Tackleberry.
Operator?
Yes?
This is Sergeant Tackleberry.
So?
Would you please relinquish this lady's quarter?
I told her we'll send her a refund.
You'll pay her now!
I'm sorry, sir. Would you like to stick your...
Stand back, ma'am.
He aims his gun at the payphone. He replaces his gun, and the quarters gush out into Tackleberry's gloved, cupped hands.
Can you identify your quarter, ma'am?
Fackler is at the computer.
Sergeant Hooks, we got a 1048 in Sector 1.
Send in Tackleberry.
Tackleberry? He's across town. Hightower's only 3 blocks away.
Send in Tackleberry.
You heard him. Do it.
Blanks winks as Fackler turns to the mic. Tackleberry and Sweetchuck spring out of their patrol car, guns at the ready. They wait to one side of the entrance of a bank, then rush to the swivel door. While Tackleberry is in the lobby, Sweetchuck does a full 360 degrees and lands up outside again, still holding his gun.
Sweetchuck!
What a lobby!
Sweetchuck rushes back inside. He and Tackleberry are by the lifts.
Secure the elevator, I'll take the stairs.
Tackleberry checks the lobby, then heads for the stairs, looking about him as he proceeds upwards. Sweetchuck jumps out of the lift, swinging his gun wildly from side to side in front of him. Tackleberry appears at a doorway. He moves into the hallway, moving cautiously forward. Tackleberry surprises Sweetchuck, putting an arm on his shoulder. Sweetchuck fires.
Easy!
Sergeant Hooks, there's a 1048!
All right, send in car 46.
Car 46? Car 46? Hightower, there's a roving gang in the Gower District.
Oh boy, this is it. Right.
It's no, take a left on Scott. No, you're going towards the expressway. Take a U-turn on Parliament.
Left on Parliament, no, make a U-turn on Front Street and go up to...
No, you're going towards the expressway. What is this?
Blanks and Copeland laugh at Fackler.
Where are we going?
Just relax.
They drive into a flooded area and come to a halt. Hightower and Kirkland get out.
Not a word.
Blanks and Copeland drop the remote they've been using to switch Fackler's screen to a computer game. It lands at Hook's feet. Furious, she deals both men a sharp blow. They collapse. Boats bob around by a yacht club. It is the annual QCYC regatta. One of Mauser's men.
We're with the governor at the trophy.
The purpose of the regatta, of course, is we're hoping to raise about $20,000 for my campaign. I was going to...
Good luck, governor.
Oh, we are moving with the governor toward the punch bowl.
Hello, Judge. Pick a winner, huh?
We've stopped.
Would you back off?
We're backing off.
Trying to do injure the man.
Come on, Mauser's cadets never abandon their posts, sir. Unlike some cadets, I might mention, sir.
Visitors to the regatta are talking and drinking. At the yacht club building, Hedges climbs some outdoor steps, surveying the scene below. He reaches some double doors with porthole windows and hovers outside. As he peers through one of the windows into a kitchen area, he sees various staff in uniform gathered round a table, donning masks and checking guns. Hedges stares in amazement and turns away from the door.
Holy cow!
He fumbles for his radio and pulls out the antenna.
Mahoney! Mahoney!
Somebody! I need help! I need help!
In the car, Lassard hears him.
Listen! The bus boys are shooting my nose!
Did you read that? Was that for real?
We heard it, sir.
Maybe we better check it out.
What about the evaluation?
One of my boys may be in trouble.
Screw the evaluation.
I love it when you talk dirty, sir.
Oh, and he must think he's as dumb as we are. We're not gonna fall for that hedge and stuff.
Yeah, I must be getting desperate trying to sucker us with that crap.
The busboys appear on the steps of the yacht club building, looking down on the crowd below.
Let's go. Come on.
Get your hands in the air, it's a sticker!
If there was trouble, Baxter would let us know. Take him, boys.
Mouser's men collapse.
Don't you touch that!
Oh, no, not the one for bravery!
The staff systematically work round the regatta visitors, robbing them of their jewellery and valuables. Hurst has his medals taken. A woman hides her bracelet under her partner's toupee. A convoy of patrol cars sweeps through the city streets, with sirens blaring, and comes to a halt in a cluster. The sergeants and cadets assemble by the water's edge. The yacht club is directly opposite them.
There's a yacht club.
How are we going to get there, Sergeant?
Next to them is a water sports firm, Mahoney to Adams.
How are you looking, wetsuit?
Hand over your money and your jewels, and nobody gets hurt.
You'll never get away with this. I'm the governor.
The governor! Did you hear that, boys? We got the governor!
Hooray!
You must be breaking your mother's heart. Why don't you ask her? She's right over there.
A masked woman.
Hi!
Oh, yeah. She looks like you.
Clad in wetsuits, the sergeants and cadets head across the water on jet skis towards the yacht club. The staff at the regatta see the police approaching.
Damn it all, boys! We got trouble coming!
The busboys and their managers make a hasty retreat. On the water, the regatta is in full swing. A police motorboat and the jet skiers weave their way through the yachts. Amidst chaotic scenes at the yacht club, the police arrive. The jet skiers jump into the water, whilst armed officers race up the yacht ramp.
I can't get back, so look, something's going on over there at the marina. Right over there. Take the next right.
Two of the busboys try to commandeer the police motorboat. At the back of the boat, Hightower is holding on. One of the busboys hits out at Hightower, but then the motorboat starts up and he falls into the water. Hightower.
Just relax. Ah! You got the right to remain silent.
They're not yielding.
Pull
over to the right.
Yield!
You're missing.
Yield!
Here goes the right.
We're in a police car and they're not yielding.
As the other busboy climbs out of the water, Kirkland knocks him back in. Some of the staff have taken the governor at gunpoint. Mahoney appears as they try to get away in a motorboat.
Stop! Hold it! Mahoney!
Police officer! Stop right there!
But the motorboat sets off at speed. Mahoney, in his wetsuit, races back towards the yacht club.
Karen! I'm going after the governor!
They retrieve their jet skis.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah. You look good in a wetsuit.
So do you!
They set off for the motorboat. At the club, some of the busboys are pursued by Jones, making noises and using imaginary gadgets. A staff member has been cornered.
Freeze! Drop it!
Sweet Chuck appears from round a tree. The man bends to pick up his gun.
Go ahead. Make my day. Punk!
In the bar, two busboys surprise Jones.
Freeze, cop!
Uh-oh! Trouble!
Jones jumps high into the air. On descent, he performs a couple of martial arts maneuvers on the men. One of them tumbles down the stairs. Nokata jumps through the window.
Banzai!
Nokata performs some martial arts stunts on one of the busboys, then another staff member. Jones deals with a third man. Nokata and Jones high-five. One staff member is sent flying onto a table. Zed punches a man to the ground. Another jumps out of a tree. Zed floors him, then accidentally knocks Sweet Chuck to the ground.
Oh, another,
Sweet Chuck wrestles with him.
I
hate you. I hate you.
By a helicopter, a staff member pushes an officer into the water. Tackleberry rises up out of the water and threatens the man with a machine gun. The motorboat carrying the kidnapped governor appears, followed by a speedboat, and then Mahoney and Adams on jet skis. One of the busboys points a gun at the governor. Mahoney calls to the speedboat.
Hey! Pull over!
Mahoney is knocked into the water. Adams.
Mahoney, you're right!
I'm okay! Just keep going!
Adams continues as Mahoney gets back up. At the club, a busboy confronts Lazard.
Get out of my way, old man!
He's sent flying into the water. Callahan appears amongst the regatta visitors.
Hey, Mahoney's in trouble! Let's go!
Sweet Chuck tumbles into the water. The others find their jet skis and set off. Sweet Chuck follows, unable to stand up. Lazard watches proceedings from the yacht club through his binoculars. The chase continues, with the governor still being held at gunpoint, and the police speeding after the motorboat and the speedboat. The motorboat and speedboat race towards a pile of rubbish bags. The motorboat skirts the pile. The speedboat jumps over it. A man dives into the water as the motorboat cuts through the jetty on which he stands. A staff member is on one of the jet skis. Zed comes alongside and frightens him. The man falls into the water. Mouser.
Doctor, you're an idiot. You were born an idiot, and you'll always be an idiot.
They wrestle with an upturned boat by the side of the water as the convoy speeds past them. The governor turns around nervously in the motorboat. Lazard continues to watch from afar. He sees that Jones's wave runner has halted. Jones can't restart it. As the convoy approaches, Jones plunges underwater. A raised fist moving about signals Jones's re-emergence. Lazard watches as Jones sets off anew on his wave runner. As the chase continues, a bird suddenly flies into the governor's arms. They round the end of a small island. The staff member in the speedboat looks over his shoulder at those pursuing him, turns in towards the island, lifts the front of the vessel, and performs a clear jump across the island and into the water the other side. Mahoney tries to do the same stunt and succeeds. Adams follows with a successful flight over the island. Mouser and Proctor are in a paddle boat.
Move it, Proctor. I got this, so you paddle on the other side.
Uh-oh. Oh, hey.
Mahoney jet skis over their boat. Proctor falls overboard. He re-emerges.
You okay, sir?
Adams appears. As she clears their boat, it capsizes, sending Mouser and Proctor overboard. Sweet Chuck is still in the water, clinging to the jet ski. Sweet Chuck causes a couple to run for safety as he speeds over land and back into the water the other side, joining the others. Lazard continues to watch the boats and jet skiers. The jet skiers gain ground on the motorboat and speedboat. Said. Mahoney, alongside, leaps onto the motorboat.
Let's go!
He wrestles with the hostage takers and throws them overboard. The speedboat heads straight for a boat shelter. Ah! and the motorboat follows. The motorboat has become wedged on the first floor of the yacht club. Hooks has a staff member at gunpoint.
Don't move! Don't bag!
The governor raises an arm. Zed and Sweet Chuck applaud together. As they face each other, Zed pushes Sweet Chuck over. Hightower steps forward and passes a trophy up to Mahoney in the boat with the governor.
I'd like to thank all the members of my racing team for their assistance. I couldn't have won
without the help of my many, many wonderful instructors and my many, many fine cadets. Thanks to them all, this academy will carry on its fine tradition.
The officers and cadets grin and applaud Lessard, who walks away from the lectern, flinging one leg into the air. The officers and cadets of Lessard's academy are on parade. They smile and salute. They walk past the police academy mission statement, to serve and protect, integrity, knowledge, courage. ITFC audio description.